Thank you and good afternoon. Christmas morning, deputies from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office reported to the 35,000 block of Alder Point Road after receiving a call of a homeowner holding two suspected robbers at gunpoint. The homeowner had multiple thefts occur at his residence in the past, and as a result, he installed surveillance cameras on his property. The homeowner saw two suspects walk on his property in one of the cameras and suspected a robbery might happen. The owner confronted the two suspects and one of them fled the scene, but the other suspect, 25-year-old Brandon Buskell, was held at gunpoint. When deputies arrived at the scene, they did a search of Buskell's vehicle and Buskell was arrested and booked for being a felon in possession of ammunition, a high-capacity magazine, meth, and drug paraphernalia. The day after Christmas is also a day that is celebrated for something that you might not know about. Dan Squire has more.
For a nation that is as consumer-driven as the United States, you would think that the day after Christmas, celebrated as Boxing Day in the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth nations, including Canada, would be a bigger deal, a much bigger deal. But you would be wrong. While in dozens of countries across the globe, shoppers will head to retail outlets today, the day after Christmas in the United States is a day of making returns of unwanted gifts, but not a signature day of shopping. In the United States, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is the signature holiday shopping day of the year, and Americans have never really caught on to Boxing Day. For retailers in Canada, Great Britain, and Australia, it's the most important day of the year with billions of dollars spent. Boxing Day traditions go back hundreds of years and grew out of the need to give the servant class a day off after their work on Christmas Day. It's considered a day to be a little selfish and to buy something nice for yourself after spending the last 6 weeks buying gifts for others.
Thank you, Dan. The city of Arcata is looking for bids for its Foster Avenue extension project. The project is aimed to connect the U.S. Highway 101 with Alliance Boulevard and relieve traffic on Samoa Boulevard. The Arcata City Council plans to review these bids January 21st, with plans to start construction after April 15th. The project will also include the construction and installation of a 10-foot multi-purpose paved path, concrete sidewalk, and curb. The cost of construction on this project is estimated at $2.2 million, with $1.77 million of that total cost being funded by the California State Transportation Improvements Program. The remaining cost of the project will be paid from the tax revenue generated from Measure G. The winter anti-DUI campaign in Humboldt County has resulted in a significant number of arrests since the campaign's start on December 12th. Since then, 22 arrests have been made on individuals who were driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Multiple DUI task force operations and other agencies have increased their patrol and DUI checkpoints during this 21-day winter campaign. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When you talk infrastructure and community projects, most people think of streets and roads and bridges, but for the city of Arcata, the latest successfully completed public works project was the installation of a public restroom across from the city hall in the downtown district. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer said that the project was community-driven and the need for the facility was abundantly clear both from feedback from residents as well as business owners and city leaders.
But more so, it really is trying to figure a way to communicate with your community that this is something that we have to care for. It was a $100,000 public restroom. That's a huge investment for a community the size of Arcata to make. And so we do need to respect it. We do need to take care of it. There are a lot of people that, you know, are downtown shopping that are coming over to use that restroom.
Diemer also said that the public restroom is an investment that is already paying off. It's relieved the burden on local businesses in having to provide restroom access, and it's already serving its purpose.
We originally looked at a number of different locations. We narrowed down to try to start with one. There was a lot of discussion of probably needing at least two, one on either side of the plaza. One of the goals originally, there was a small subcommittee that got together and worked on this, and one of their criteria is they really wanted it within less than one block from the plaza.
It might not be a new bridge or a new fancy building, but it's a completed public works project that has definitely served its purpose in the public. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.